Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Every year in the United States, the nation celebrates its past, its present, its family ties, and its institutions by taking the fourth Thursday of every November to give thanks in the form of a national holiday. It is a beautiful custom, uniting peoples of all backgrounds. It is, perhaps even more than Christmas, a time for bringing families together, all punctuated by the traditional roast turkey with mashed potatoes and gravy, homemade biscuits, and, of course, pies of every description. I'd like to bring to you today a show consisting of a variety of Americans and their thoughts about the meaning of Thanksgiving for each of them. You'll hear the voices of men and women from different parts of the country tell their story. I hope you enjoy this truly unique holiday in the family of nations, one that we are proud to share with our friends in Brittany and France.
Chaque année, aux États-Unis, le quatrième jeudi du mois de novembre, la nation américaine célèbre Thanksgiving, ou Action de grâce, une fête familiale avec un repas spécial autour de la dinde. Dans cette émission, vous entendrez des témoignages que Clark a recueillis lors de son récent séjour aux États-Unis. Des hommes et des femmes, à travers le pays, racontent dans cette émission leurs histoires concernant cette fête. Bonne écoute.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
The first three voices you'll hear today are of Chris from Michigan, Mark from Iowa, and Marcia from my hometown in Des Moines, Iowa. They'll tell you what Thanksgiving means to them.
My gratitude for the innumerable relationships that I have nurtured extends to the whole natural world, illuminating my place in the web of life. I am thankful for the serendipities, synchronicities, and metaphysical phenomena that mystify me, instilling a curiosity of the universe. I am grateful for my ability to learn new things, share knowledge, be creative, and be reminded that there is more I don't know than what I do know. Happy Thanksgiving.
When I was a little shaver,
Thanksgiving meant it was a day to forget about school problems or angriness with my despot brothers, and a time to be happy, something to look forward to. With my three brothers, we'd jump into the family car with Mom and Dad and drive for an hour to the home of my grandparents in Carroll, Iowa. There were uncles, aunts, and cousins, the smell of food roasting, the women bustling in the kitchen, working on preparing everything. There was cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, gravy, roasted turkey or chicken, always pie for dessert, and a lot of talk, laughing, chatting. The kids would get together with my cousins and run around outside. And it was just a pleasant day that lasted into the evening while we waited impatiently as my parents would stand talking to aunts, uncles, grandparents, or whoever would listen while we're waiting in the car to leave, and them telling us, get in the car, we're leaving any minute, and then waiting, you know, numbly for 20 minutes or more before we left to go home after an exhausting but refreshing day. That was Thanksgiving.
Do you have a favorite holiday? I do, and it might surprise you what my favorite holiday is. It is Thanksgiving. I have always loved that holiday even more than Christmas because Thanksgiving was about family getting together, sharing memories from the previous year, talking about the things that we were thankful for and blessed to have received. But more importantly to me, it was a holiday where we gave to other people. My family would always put together large baskets of food and other things that people might need, and then we would go deliver those baskets on Thanksgiving morning. It always made me feel very grown up when I would do that, and it made me very happy because people always looked very sad when we first got there, but had big smiles on their faces when we left. The other thing I loved about Thanksgiving and still do is getting together with our family. We had a really large family, and when everybody could come, we had to set up two long tables to house all of us. I love the food and the aroma and the smells of everything on Thanksgiving with the roasting turkey and all of the things that went with it, the pumpkin pie. And I especially loved sunny days because when we were so full from eating all of the food, we would go out for a long walk and celebrate nature and also hope to be losing a couple of calories on the way. I hope that you will have a holiday that you enjoy as much as I enjoy Thanksgiving.
We'll continue now with Michelle, who lives in Brittany, but who went to high school and spent a lot of time in the United States. She'll share her memories first. Then we'll have Paul from Tennessee tell you a little bit about his Thanksgiving history. And then we'll join Roseanne, who comes from the smallest state in the United States, mighty Rhode Island. Enjoy.
Thanksgiving is first of all a harvest. A harvest not only of crops, therefore food, but one of tolerance, empathy, and friendship. The locals welcomed and helped these aliens survive on their land, sharing their know-how and showing unknown crops. The result was brotherhood despite differences. Welcoming newcomers, accepting discrepancies, allowing togetherness led to harmony, therefore peace. Consequently, gratitude flowed through that special day and still so today.
So you want to know what Thanksgiving means to me. As it turns out, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Many people, it might be a birthday, it might be an anniversary, it might even be Christmas. I mean, if you ask a child, their favorite holiday by far is Christmas, because not only do they get to celebrate, they're out of school and they get lots of presents. So children might like Christmas, but it's precisely because of the commercialization that Christmas has around it, at least here in the United States, that Thanksgiving becomes my favorite holiday. For me, Thanksgiving is a time to reflect. We are truly blessed here in the United States because of the foundation of faith that leads us to a common humanity when it comes to how we treat each other. You might be surprised to know that when I pull out of a gas station at the traffic light nearby, well, oftentimes people will stop and let me exit so that I can get the traffic light. When I go into a store, people take a look at my beard and my gray hair and they say, "Oh, are you in a hurry? Would you like to get in front of me?" Now, I realize that that's not a universal trait either here in the United States or anywhere else, but it does happen more often than not. And it's that simple act of courtesy, of making room in the space for others, that gives us a real blessing here in the United States. Don't believe what you see on CNN about divisiveness. yes, we do have heated political disagreements, but we still all sit at the same bar and share the same brand of beer and talk about them rather than fight about them, at least for the most part. We're blessed with an abundance of natural resources, space in which to spread out, and a government that we can have limits on. It's not so oppressive. I believe that the United States is blessed, was blessed by God, and Thanksgiving gives me the chance to reflect on that while I'm surrounded by family and friends for a good meal, a little wine, and time just to share stories. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Clark. I hope you can bring a bit of America to your table there in France. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. God bless, and God bless all.
Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark.
So I think Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. It really is very simple. It's just about family and food and giving thanks together. I think it's because I come from a large family, and so we had 10 people for dinner every night. But on Thanksgiving, all we needed was a turkey, and we had ourselves a really nice Thanksgiving celebration. Some years, if we were lucky, we might be joined by grandparents or aunts and uncles and cousins, but usually we just enjoyed a great family gathering and being together. As we got older, there were some Thanksgivings when one of us would bring a boyfriend or girlfriend home to meet the family. I can't imagine how they felt meeting all of us, but some of them even survived and are now members of the family. After I got married and moved to Rhode Island, it was difficult to make it back to the family home for Thanksgiving, mainly because I was a teacher and I always had to work the day before Thanksgiving. So it was hard to drive back home. There's just not enough time. So we got kind of creative, and we got together with some friends one year, and they had a baby and we had a baby. So our first Thanksgiving with them was in their kitchen with two high chairs, and it was one of the nicest Thanksgivings that I can remember. So since then, we were always invited to their house for Thanksgiving, and their family grew, and we joined them for, well, really for the past 30 years. And they've been kind of like our chosen Thanksgiving family. And when we go there each year, we go around the table and take turns saying what we're thankful for. And I'm always thankful to have people around, whether it's family or chosen family, people to gather together and enjoy a wonderful meal and to give thanks with. That's what I like about Thanksgiving.
And finally, here is what a dear friend wrote to me to contribute his part in this year's Thanksgiving broadcast. It's from Rick in Omaha, Nebraska. And here's what he has to say. Clark, my thoughts on Thanksgiving are simple. It is an annual U.S. national holiday on the fourth Thursday in November to give thanks for our good human fortunes, whatever they may be. Most businesses and government offices are closed, as are schools, and this allows Wednesday afternoon through Sunday for travel and to be together with family. The home kitchen is the gathering place. For all hands to prepare a traditional meal of turkey and an abundance of side dishes that last for several days, in sandwiches and other leftovers, all to reinforce the blessings of family. It is my most enjoyable holiday, because it focuses on the really meaningful things in life, friends and family. The absence of commercialism and materialism makes it possible to focus on the importance of being alive. I'm so happy that you joined me for this edition of L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8. I'm your host, Clark 80. It's been a special pleasure to bring you this program, which highlighted the unique and very meaningful holiday of Thanksgiving, falling on November 23rd this year in the United States. For a complete rebroadcast of this edition of the show, tune into Radio Harmony at 6:15 p.m. this Saturday, or anytime on the station's website at www.radio-harmony.com and click on the podcast tab. See you next week when we'll meet Olivia Lebrun. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'Invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.